Leukemia poses a challenge for cancer researchers. It is a non-solid, blood-borne cancer that is highly influenced by its microenvironment. Current treatments, such as chemotherapy, can eliminate vast amounts of cancer cells. However, leukemia cells have been shown to evade treatments by sequestering themselves in poorly vascularized, low oxygen, or hypoxic environments in the body. As a result, therapeutic agents cannot reach the leukemic cells, enabling them to survive and grow. One such hypoxic environment where leukemic cells sequester themselves is the bone marrow cavity. Yet, viewing and understanding the process by which cells move into and out of the bone marrow has proved to be difficult. The ability to see into the hypoxic marrow cavity in real time in a living subject would make it possible to study leukemic cell behavior in these locations. These observations would help to direct and advance the development of therapeutic treatments. Much of the current research on acute myeloid leukemia, or AML, has been performed within cell suspension cultures, or ex vivo histological tissue sections at fixed time points. These approaches, while valuable, fail to provide spatial and temporal information about the dynamic tumor microenvironment. In response, the DaCosta Lab at the Princess Margaret Cancer Research Center has developed new techniques and tools that provide a novel way to study AML and other pathological conditions. One platform is the femoral window chamber, which, in combination with intravital imaging, allows researchers to directly observe cellular activities in the bone marrow over time within the same animal. Today, researchers are using the window chamber method to target cancer cells hiding in hypoxic microenvironments by looking at pathways such as the CXCR4-SDF1 axis. However, this platform has the potential to aid in the development of drugs targeting a broad array of diseases. Using the window chamber method, new discoveries can be made to overcome conventional treatment limitations.